Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. We're playing What If with Glenn Tonzer in just a moment. It's the big event. Express Ranch is selling over 600 head in 2 days, Friday, August 18th, Saturday, August 19th, at the ranch in Yukon. On Friday at 1 p.m., they'll be selling 231 fall calving females. Then Saturday, August 19th, it'll be the traditional big event offering. Over 300 lots will sell, cows with heifer calves, donor cows, fall calving two-year-olds, fall and spring open heifer calves, and 49 show heifer prospects. For more information, call Express Ranches, 800-664-3977, or go to expressranches.com.
It's the Grand National Gun and Knife Show, August 19th and 20th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa Fairgrounds. Featuring shotguns, rifles, handguns, ammo, holsters, knives, and a lot more. Doors open at 8 a.m. on Saturday the 19th and 9 a.m. on Sunday. Grand American Arms Shows always presents thousands of high-volume dealers who bring you the best bargains in sporting and home defense firearms, hunting supplies, and accessories. Regular admission is $12. Military and veterans get a discount. Go to GrandAmericanArmsShows.com for more information.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer has a great website where you can go and crunch numbers wherever you are in the country on feeder cattle and especially on stocker cattle. The beefbasis.com website, available for one and for all, doesn't cost any money to get on and run some numbers for your particular location. Dr. Tonzer says if you've got calves you're thinking about selling this fall, about 550 pounds or so, pretty good opportunity to make a little bit of money on those animals if you're selling, say, in October. He says where things start getting a little more interesting and perhaps a little more profitable is if you decide to go ahead and try to retain those calves to maybe yearling weight.
For somebody that's entertaining retaining that animal, so instead of selling that steer in the middle of October, maybe holding until January, for example, here in Kansas, that's something we definitely talk about all the time. I'm using the beefbasis.com resource. I'm currently projecting a value gain of about $92 per hundredweight to put 200 pounds on between the middle of October and I believe it was January 10th is the date I used. That's pretty attractive for folks. I think a lot of people could put those pounds on for less than $92. I always note that's not a risk-free guarantee. There's obviously a lot of volatility in that market. But if you have access to cheap feedstuffs, the ability to put those pounds on, and you have the appetite to handle the market risk, that's a pretty attractive margin at the moment. To give some insight about those that are a little bit more set on selling maybe in the middle of October, and maybe you're concerned about price movement between now and October, we have a tool called K-State Feeder Cattle Risk Management Tool. The point of the tool is to basically outline the expected net selling price of doing nothing. So that's kind of the cash strategy, implementing a futures hedge, buying put options, purchasing LRP contracts that USDA offers, and then some more complicated strategies in there as well. And the punchline of that tool is to identify what the net selling price would be as of today if you implemented each of those strategies. And you can pull that up on agmanager.info at any time. We periodically update it. Basically, if you were to implement the LRP strategy, which is to purchase an insurance contract from USDA, you could establish basically an expected floor of $140. The actual price would depend upon the final futures price when we got out to October. Conversely, a put option would be about 143, and then the futures hedge would be about 151. The futures hedge strategy has the best minimum price, but it exposes you to the margin calls and the other cash flow uncertainties that not everybody's comfortable with. So you can kind of get a sense of what it will cost me if I want to establish a price floor, if you like, but get rid of that cash flow uncertainty. That's the purpose of the LRP or the put option. Mm-hmm. And you can do it, but you establish basically lower potential prices by doing that. That's the trade-off. And the point of this tool is to kind of estimate the cost of getting rid of that margin call uncertainty.
Dr. Glenn Tonzer says that tool is available at agmanager.info. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Superior Video Livestock Auction proudly presenting the Bighorn Classic Tuesday through Friday, August 22nd through 25th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com from Sheridan, Wyoming. They'll be offering 165,000 head of cattle over the 4 days. You can check out the catalog at SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior for more information about this year's Bighorn Classic at 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.